Isaiah chapter 5, we begin today's study in verse 1. Lord, I pray and ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Isaiah 5 verse 1, now will I sing to my well-beloved, a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved hath a vineyard in a very fruitful hill, and he dug it, and gathered out the stones, and planted it with the choicest vine, and built a tower in the midst of it, and also made a wine press in it. And he looked for it to bring forth grapes, but it brought forth wild grapes. The well-beloved here in this little story is God. The vineyard refers to God's people Israel. The vineyard should have produced a lot of good grapes. And that's because God did everything possible to make it happen. In other words, his people should have been good people. But they turned out to be bad people. Verse 3. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge, I pray you, between me and my vineyard. God says, who is right and who is wrong? Is it me or is it my people? You judge. Verse 4. What could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Why, when I looked for it to bring forth grapes, brought it forth wild grapes? God says, I did my part. I gave my people every opportunity to do right and every incentive to do right also, but all they did was wrong. 5. And now I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away its hedge, and it shall be eaten up and broke and break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down, and I will lay it waste. It shall not be pruned nor digged, but there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no more upon it, for the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his pleasant plant. And he looked for justice, but behold oppression, for righteousness, but behold a cry. God's people have been a great disappointment to him. And as a result, God will remove his care and protection, and the results will be very bad for them. Verse 8. Woe unto them, excuse me, who join house to house, who lay field to field, till there is no place, that they may be placed alone in the midst of the earth. The wealthy were greedy in Israel. Land was supposed to stay in families, but they used their influence, the wealthy did, to purchase what wasn't theirs, until there really wasn't any place for a lot of people to live. So they were very greedy. Greedy is a terrible sin in the eyes of God. Verse 9. In my ears, said the Lord of hosts, of a truth many houses shall be desolate, even great and fair, without inhabitant. As judgment, God's going to ruin many of those people's homes. They were greedy for homes. Now God's going to ruin what they have. Verse 10. Yea, 10 acres of vineyard shall yield one bath, and the seed of a homer shall yield an ephah. God controls nature, including the weather, including the crops, and God uses those things to express both his displeasure and his pleasure and his judgment, at least he did in the Old Testament with his people. Verse 11. Woe unto them who rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, who continue until night, till wine inflames them, and the harp, and the lute, and the timbrel, and the flute, and the wine are in their feast, but they regard not the work of the Lord, neither consider the operation of his hands. Every day was party day. Self-indulgence and self-interest filled their lives. They lost their fear of Almighty God. They didn't even think about God. 13, therefore my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with the thirst. Israel's enemies had taken many of God's disobedient people away as prisoners in a foreign land. They didn't know God or want to know God, so God didn't protect them anymore. 14, therefore Sheol, that would be a reference to the grave, the place of the dead, hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it. The place of the dead, like a wild animal, opened its mouth and was ready to swallow God's people. 15, and the mean man shall be brought down, and the mighty man shall be humbled, and the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled. God's judgment will cause Israeli society to crumble. 16, but the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in justice, and God, who is holy, shall be sanctified in righteousness. God, through his wrath, will show how great he is and how perfect his judgments are and how just he is. 17, then shall the lambs feed after their manner, and the waste places of the fat ones shall sojourners eat. No one will be left to feed domestic animals, but they're going to continue to find grass to eat in the fields all by themselves, which is more than what God's people can say for themselves. It's going to go better for God, for the animals, than it is for God's people. Verse 18, woe unto them who draw iniquity with cords of vanity, and sin, as it were, with a cart rope. Sin isn't just wrong behavior. Sin can become an evil master. And that's what he's talking about here. People do wrong until one day they realize that their sinful habits now control them. They begin by pulling sin with a rope, but it isn't long before sin is pulling them with a rope. It happens. Verse 19. Let him make speed and hasten his work, that we may see it. And let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw near and come, that we may know it. The people were insulting God and actually daring him to punish them. Come on, God. Let's see what you can do. They shut God out of their lives and dared him to do something about it. 20. Woe unto them who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. They thought the opposite of God, and they acted exactly opposite from how God wanted them to act. Total 100% willful rebellion. 21. Woe unto them who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. The only thing worse than a fool is a fool who thinks he is wise. Israel really thought that they were something, when really their sin had made them nothing. 22. Woe unto them who are mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to mix strong drink. The men measured greatness by how much liquor they could drink before they passed out. Verse 23. Who justify the wicked for reward, and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him? Money became one of their big gods. They perverted justice for a bribe, anything for money. Gotta feed that flesh, you know. Gotta feed that sinful nature. 24, therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble, and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts, and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. If they think God expressing his disapproval by words is his judgment? They better hang on, because he expresses his anger with actions also, and they're going to know it. Firsthand, they are going to know that. Verse 25, therefore is the anger of the Lord kindled against his people, and he hath stretched forth his hand against them, and hath smitten them. And the hills did tremble, and their carcasses were torn in the midst of the streets. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. God sent an earthquake as judgment, dead bodies laid in the streets, and God still was not through. 26. And he will lift up an ensign to the nations from far, and will hiss unto them from the end of the earth. And behold, they shall come with speed swiftly. None shall be weary or stumble among them. None shall slumber or sleep. Neither shall the girdle of their loins be loose, nor the latchet of their shoes be broken, whose arrows are sharp, and all their bows bent. Their horses' hooves shall be counted like flint, and their wheels like a whirlwind. Their roaring shall be like a lion. They shall roar like young lions. Yea, they shall roar, and they shall lay hold of the prey, and shall carry it away safely, and none shall deliver it. God sometimes uses nations as his instruments of wrath. And he raised up Assyria and Babylon to defeat his Old Testament people Israel. Punishment for their sins. 30. And in that day they shall roar against them like the roaring of the sea. And if one look unto the land, behold darkness and sorrow, and the light is darkened in the heavens thereof, a future without hope, and trouble coming at them from every direction, that's going to be their judgment, because they rebelled against God. Next time, chapter 6. Until then, Michael Moret for Scripture Verse by Verse. So long, everyone.